I've been weeping over the situation in Afghanistan, but I want to weigh in with something that everybody should know. I've been studying Islam for 6 years, day in and day out. There's a practice in Islam called taqiyya. Look it up. Muslims have a divine mandate to lie for the sake of advancing Islam. So if you have a devout Muslim, you can't trust them because they will say anything to advance Islam. And the more you study and you see how Muslims approach apologetics, their leaders, you can read them something off a page and they will tell you that it means the opposite of what it says. So if you have a devout Muslim, you can't trust them because they will practice taqiyya. And if you have a Muslim that knows nothing about their religion, which is most of them, then they're useless in terms of getting information about what the religion actually teaches. So you have to study it for yourself. And when you do study it for yourself, you will notice very quickly that the people who are following Islam are the Taliban, are ISIS, the violent extremists. In fact, the only way to guarantee entrance into paradise in Islam is to die in jihad. Which perfectly explains the suicide bombers, does it not? They're commanded to fight all of those who do not believe in Allah. They are commanded to subjugate. They practice wife beating. They practice pedophilia. They have laws for how you divorce your wife, whether or not she's gone through puberty yet. They have a different set of laws if your wife has yet to go through puberty and you want to divorce her than if she has gone through puberty and you want to divorce her. Muhammad also had sex with his dead aunt. He's a necrophile. He's a pedophile. The Quran also says if you have any resistance to anything that Muhammad said or did, then you are not truly of the faith. Muhammad had 11 wives, 9 to 11, depending on the time period. The Quran only allows 4. What you realize when you study Islam is that Allah, quote-unquote God, is just Muhammad's little puppet that gives Muhammad whatever he wants. But I actually think Muhammad was having spiritual experiences, but they were with demons. And in fact, after his first spiritual encounter, his takeaway was that it was demonic. It was his wife that convinced him that he was a prophet of God. So, there's a lot. I've been...